Once again, amen. Please let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Precious Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Lord. We are so grateful unto thee, O God, for the opportunity to be in your presence once again. Father, it's our prayer tonight, O God, that you forgive us all of our wrongs, Lord Jesus, and wash us with your blood, O God, that we can receive from thee tonight. Father, Lord, as we start the song service, Lord, we are dedicating the whole service into your care, Lord Jesus. May you come, Lord, and have your own control, absolute control and preeminence over the service of God. That if there be any orchestration of the evil one, it will be thwarted into the bottomless pit in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, may you be with us, Lord, and bless the preacher man for the day. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll sing How Great Thou Art. Amen. Amen. Yes, please, let's be on our feet.
Take it in on a cross. died on the cross. Oh, my burden, liberating. He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sing my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great the world, how great the world, then sings my soul. Savior God, to thee. How great the word, great the word. How great the word. When Christ shall come, glory, worship of acclamation. And take me home, for joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow, amen, in humble. I will adore him, amen. And there proclaim, my God, how great. Then sings my soul, sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great the world, how great thou art. Sings my soul, then sings my soul. Savior God, to me, to thee, Lord. How great the world, how great the world.
Hallelujah. Amen. We'll sing Peace in the Valley. There'll be peace.
There'll be peace in the valley. There'll be peace in the valley someday. There'll be peace in the valley for me, Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble.
Let's sing that again.
Oh, there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow. Trouble I see, there'll be peace in the valley for me. Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord. Away, oh yes, well the morning is bright, now is the light, and the
is as fair as the day. Oh yes, there'll be peace in the valley for me. Someday there'll be peace in the valley for me. Lord, I pray there will no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There'll be peace in the valley for me. There the flowers will be blooming and the grass will be green, and the skies will be clear and serene. Oh yes, well, the sun ever beams in this valley of dreams, and no cloud that will ever be seen. Oh yes, there'll be peace, hallelujah, in the valley for me. Someday there'll be peace in the valley for me. Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh yes, well, the beast from the wild shall be led by a little child. I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Oh yes, there will be peace, hallelujah, in the valley for me. Hallelujah. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There'll be peace in the valley. Let's sing the chorus again. Amen. Oh, there'll be peace in the valley for me. Someday there'll be peace in the valley for me. Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, trouble I see. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Hallelujah. Let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. All right. This is a lost and found item. It was found on Sunday. So if this belongs to you, please see the deacons and collect it. Amen. We have a prayer request and one song special, testimony and special. Let's see. Okay. And then one announcement said, please, there's a free bread in the hallway, so please help yourself in the hallway. Amen. And then there's a prayer request. Please pray for Jenny Mercies for me to and from Canada over the weekend.
and also to Nigeria on Tuesday. I need God's help to accomplish the purpose of my going to Nigeria. Please pray for me. And I also ask that we pray for Sister Cheko from Sister Shade. Amen. God bless you. It says, God bless you, saints. Please remember my dad in your prayers. He is recovering from a bout of pneumonia and needs strength in his body. Thank you from Sister Waraguru. Amen. Okay, so yes, we'll call on Brother Howard to pray, commit this request into the hands of the living God. Shall we be on our feet, please? Yeah. Amen. The tithes and offering as well. Amen.
Let us pray. Divine Heavenly Father, we are so grateful, O God, again to be in your presence tonight. Lord, for you told us where two or more gather together in your name, you'll be right there in the midst, O God. We have not gathered to see a man. We have not gathered because it's service day. But we have gathered because we want to pour our hearts to you, O God. To worship you because you are the one who died on that cross. To save us and to show the love of God to us. This evening, O God, there are needs and requests in our hearts, O God. They burden us, O God. And we know that if we take our burdens to the Lord, we can just leave it there. So this evening, O God, we commit our sister Waraguru's father into your hands, O God, suffering with pneumonia. Lord, we understand, O God, that healing is children's bread. There was a time, O God, a centurion stood in your presence, O God, and you desired to go into his house. But he said, Lord, I am not worthy that you come under my roof. But Lord, if you can just speak the word, my servant will be made well. Lord, that is the faith that you rejoiced about that you've never seen in Israel. Lord, that is the same faith we have tonight. We don't have to see to believe because we know the word of God is true. Lord, we pray, O God, because we know that as we join our faith together, you will not fail us, O God, and you will heal the father of our sister, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory. Lord, we also pray, O God, for our sister Shade, O God, going to and fro Canada and making her way to Nigeria. You know the reason why she's flying. You know the things that she has to accomplish. And she wants to commit it unto you. Because we know whatsoever is committed unto God, you take care of it, O God. Lord, we pray, O God, that you go beyond expectations, O God. That she will return rejoicing, knowing, O God, that you have prospered her way. Lord, the other sister that she asks us to keep in prayer, Sister Chaka, we ask that you bless her, O God. Lord, also this evening we commit each and every heart unto you. As we give our tithes and our offerings unto you, we ask that you bless it, O God. Father, we want to give out of a cheerful heart. We don't want to be hypocrites, O God. Because we know, O God, if we have problems in our heart, things in our life, your word commands that we go and make it right first before we come before your throne to present our gifts. Because you don't need money. You want people who genuinely leave their hearts at the throne of God. That is the kind of Christian that we want to be tonight. We pray that you bless the remaining part of the service as we commit it unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please have your seat. We have Sister Melissa who wants to testify and sing to the glory of God. Amen.
Bless you, everybody. So I'm here to say a testimony. So about a month ago, I was going to pay for a college bill that I owed. And for some reason, I was just like, okay, I'm going to just pay it all in the future, in a couple of months, I mean. And so a couple of months have passed, and then it was last Friday. I was like, oh, I have enough money to pay for college. So I was like, but I'll do this on Monday. So before I went over to pay for college on Monday, on Saturday, I was on my way to Spanish service. And in Spanish service, Brother Mike said a story of a lady who had one dime and she needed that dime to cross over the bridge. And there and then there was this other lady that was in need. She needed a dime as well. And so God said, well, eventually the lady gave her the dime. And that was her only dime, and the lady wasn't able to cross that bridge. And then she had her daughter with her, and her daughter, they were walking, and her daughter was like, "Mom, look, a dime." So they picked it up, and then they were able to cross that bridge. And so I took that. And, oh, forgot one thing. On my way to church, something told me, go to camp. And I had no intention whatsoever to go to camp. And so, again, I took the story of this lady with the dime, and I was like, "Lord, you know I don't have money. Like, if I go, how am I going to pay my future bills? I can't." And so in my head, I kept debating if I should go to camp or not. So the day was over, and then Sunday came. And on Sunday, Brother Joseph came up on stage, and he said, "If something is holding you, don't resist." And so I just started crying. I was like, "Lord, you know I just can't go. I'm so like low on money. I can't. I need money." And so we went in the car, and my mom was like, "Melissa, look. I mean, did you hear what the brother said?" I'm like, "Yeah, I did." She's like, "Okay, if I were you, I would go to camp. Listen and obey." And so I was just like, "Yeah, Mom, I know, but in my head, I was like, but I still don't want to go to camp. And my cousin offered to pay half of what I owed for camp. And I was like, "Okay." And then, so my mom and my cousin were gonna pay 50-50 for camp. And so I was like, "Okay." And then I went to work, and I requested that week off. And so Monday came, and I was gonna pay for my bill, my college bill. And I was kind of lazy to go over to campus and pay, so I was like, "I'm gonna do it online." So I did it online, but for some reason, I couldn't pay online. So I printed out a paper that said how much I owed, and so I was like, "Okay, I have no other choice but to go to campus." And so I went over to campus, I give the lady my paper, and then she's like, she makes me look at the screen that says all of my information. I'm like, "Yeah, that's correct." And then she takes a pause, and then she's like, "So what are you here for exactly?" I'm like, "Oh, I have this paper. It says the amount of money that I owe to you guys." She's like, "Well, in my system, it says you don't owe anything." And I'm like, "Okay, but this paper," she's like, "Honey, I don't know where you got that paper from or who gave it to you, but in this system, it says you don't owe anything." I go home, and I'm like, I'm just so confused. I'm like, "How?" And so my twin sister Bianca was home, and I'm like, "Bianca, you have to help me pay for my class. Like, this lady's crazy. She told me that I don't need to pay anything." And then she's like, "Okay." So she looks at the computer, and then she's like, "Melissa, it says right there that you paid it." I'm like, "Bianca, I know I didn't pay it." She's like, "Well, check your bank account." And I checked, and literally my history said I wasted my money on food. And and so I was like, she's like, "Well, we can call." And then so I called. And then I'm like, "Yeah, I'm calling because I need to pay my course that I haven't paid yet." And she was like, "Is this a past bill or a future bill you want to pay?" And I'm like, "It's a past." She was like, "Okay." And she takes this pause. She's like, "And how much is the amount you're supposed to owe?" And I'm like, I tell her the amount. And then she was like, "Okay. Well, you're coming to me with an old bill. Like, it doesn't make sense." And then I'm just like, "Yeah, but I have this paper. It said that I owe you guys this amount of money." And she's like, "Well, a lot has changed from last year to this year. So really, you don't owe us anything." And then I'm like, "Are you sure? Are you sure?" She's like, She said, Melissa Cruz, you are free from all tuition, all fees, anything you owe. She said, you are free. You are free. And I asked her, I'm like, but am I going to have problems with registration? She's like, no, ma'am. You are free from it all. And I just wanted to thank God. And so now I have enough money to go to camp. I have money to pay all my bills that I owe, and I will not struggle with it. Because God has provided me with more than enough money. So I just wanted to sing my song, God is Good. And Ben, can you help me out? God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. And through the darkest night, His love will shine. God is good. My God is good all the time.
Then Jesus came, hymn number 100. I don't know if we can sing it. We've never sung it. Let's take it. Let's start with the chorus. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. We sing it again. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. One side alone, beside the highway bargain,
His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutches rocks and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and made us darkness free. Hallelujah, when Jesus came, tempter's power is broken. When Jesus came, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom, he takes the gloom, and fills the light with glory. All is changed when Jesus comes. From home and friend, the evil spirit drove him. I'm on the tongue, he dwelt in misery. He carried himself as demon possessed him. Then Jesus came and set the captives free. Hallelujah, when Jesus comes, the tempter's power. It is true. When Jesus comes, tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. All is changed when Jesus comes to stay. Unclean, unclean. The leper cried in torment, the death to town, in helplessness stood near. The fever raged, disease had gripped his victim. Then Jesus came and cast out every fear. Hallelujah, when Jesus came, the tempter's power is broken. Amen. Jesus came, the tears are wiped away. He take the gloom, and fill the power with glory. Oh, change. So men today have found able they could not call. The passion lost and seen, and their broken hearts have left them sad and lonely. Then Jesus came and dwelt himself with them. Hallelujah, when Jesus came. Oh, when Jesus came, tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me.
For the last time.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God and sea. Save me, keep me from all sin and shame. Praise His
name. Hallelujah. We sing, all I want to see is Jesus to change the order of the service. Amen.
All I want to see is Jesus. All I want to see is Him. All I want.
Clap of praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this evening. Just bringing greetings from our pastor. He's traveling. He was able to go to Brother Ken's father's funeral. So that just happened today. Brother Ken just wanted to pass great thanks to all the church for all the support. He's got a lot of texts, different phone messages and things. So he's very grateful. It's a very difficult time, as many of us are aware, so we thank you for that. Just please keep the family in prayer still. There's a few other prayer requests I'd like to mention. Sister Jocelyn, she wasn't able to make it tonight, so she asked for prayer. She's having a difficulty and was not able to make it. Brother John Durrett Jr., he has head congestion, so he needs prayer. And I heard this from Brother Carlos that was passed from one of the brothers. He knows that Brother Biscoll is having heart issues, so we want to keep all these prayer requests in prayer. So let's go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you know our needs, so Father, you know all things. Oh Lord, we look to you, dear Father, on behalf of these prayer requests. Lord Jesus, we ask that you be with Brother Ken, his family, O Lord. Comfort them, O Lord Jesus, as they're going through this difficult time, dear Lord Jesus. I remember Brother Kennedy, O Father, his brother is in serious condition, O Lord, close to the point of death, O Lord Jesus. We ask that you would help in that situation, O Father. Lord, Sister Jocelyn, O Father, she wants to make it tonight, O Father, but something's hindering, O Lord. She needs help. She's asking for help from you, O Father. Lord Jesus and John Durrett Jr., may you touch his head, O Father. You are the healer, O Father. By your stripes, you are healed. We are healed, O Father. Lord Jesus, all these things we commit to you. This service, O Lord, is in your hands, O Lord. The people are in your hands. The minister in the back is in your hands, dear Father. Take control, O Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray these things. Amen. Amen. How many has a need? Lord, can meet the need tonight. You can put your hands down. Brother Marcel will be preaching tonight. God can use Brother Marcel to speak to your heart. It's not the man, it's a gift that God has given into the man as he yields himself. So as we sing, let's welcome Brother Marcel.
All I want to see is Jesus. All I want to see is Him in me. All I want to see is Jesus shining through me.
Oh, Praise God. Amen. After singing this song, let us just spend some time worshiping Him, give Him the glory. Thank you, Lord. Send your time and release the praise. Praise Him. Glorify Him. When we come in the presence of God, we don't come to look at the minister, but we are here because of Jesus. And the presence of God is just praise, honor, and glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I start, I would like my daughter Christelle to sing for me a song, The Love of God. I have asked her to sing that for me. Thank you, Christelle. Thank you, musicians. Thank you, Brother Tim. Thank you, man. Thank you, Brother Mike. Good evening, friends and brethren. Amen. Amen. So before I know sometime it can happen that, you know, we get excited, we forget the title. Before I go anywhere, let me give my title. So my title tonight is The Agape Love Affair. Amen. Between Jehovah and His elect bride. Amen. The agape love affair between Jehovah and His elect bride. And I already know by God's grace that I cannot preach this message in one shot. It could be many services, two or three or more. But this first part, is God uniting His heart with His bride. God uniting His heart with His bride. So let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank You tonight for Your grace and mercy. Lord, we stand here because of your grace and mercy and nothing else. And Father, tonight, I don't stand here pretending I know anything. And Lord, I know there's no way anybody can preach about your love. So Father, tonight, I pray that you give me grace enough to just talk about it and share with your children that you died for, that we are today. Now, share with us. Lord, give me the grace to just share with them what you put on my heart. So Father, I'm counting on you. I'm trusting on the prayers of the saints. And I'm believing, Lord, that you'll be with me to be able to say what I have to say tonight. Bless the service, Lord, and we commit all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to pray. Tonight, I'm going to venture into something that they say most people who try to do it, they may wind up in St. Elizabeth. You know where what St. Elizabeth is? It's an instant institution across the river in Maryland. But I'm sure you don't want me to wind up there. So while you're sitting, pray for me. And the love of God is nothing that anybody can preach.
Amen.
However, I just wanted to talk to you, share with you something that God has put on my heart. And I'm not pretending that I'm going to preach anything. I just want to share with you something that God put on my heart. But first of all, let's rise to our feet and read Psalm 86. Psalm 86, 11 to 17. Psalm 86, 11 to 17. Teach me thy way, O Lord. And that, Lord, for the people in my Sunday, the Sunday class, I already told you that when you see the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, that's a proper name of God. But since we didn't know that when they do a translation, they didn't know it, the King James and all that, they just adopted using capital L-O-R-D. But Brabram, that's the name, is called it, some call it Tetragrammaton. It's four letters. The Hebrew would not even say it. It's too sacred. That's the sacred name of God, his personal name. Like you call me Marcel or so forth. That's his personal name. And the Hebrew would never pronounce it. But Abraham told us that Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New Testament.
Amen.
So the bride, and that's a love letter I'm going to talk about.
Hallelujah.
All right? I'm already getting ahead of myself. So we know that Lord, when you read it there, it necessarily any kind of love is taking. Like if you're staying, calling somebody's the proper name, Jehovah, all right? So it's like saying, teach me thy way, O Jehovah, okay? I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear what? To fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of the violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O God, art God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thy handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it, and be ashamed, because thou, like I say, O Jehovah, thou Lord, has helped me and comforted me.
Amen.
You may be seated while I read Ezekiel. This is a very familiar scripture. Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36, 26 to 30 is a very familiar scripture to Christians. A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statute, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I'll be your God. Amen? Amen. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you, and I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. So that means this is being addressing to people who has crossed over through Hebrews. And I spoke in Sunday class, I told you, the word Hebrew just means a crossover. And when Abraham crossed over in Genesis 14 for the first time, they call him Abraham, the crossover, the Abraham, the Hebrew. So yeah. This is being addressed, they say, among the heathen. So it's not being addressed to the heathen, but to you living among the heathen. Amen. So here, I will, like I said, tonight, I am just excited, and I have to contain my excitement after last Sunday's visitation.
Amen.
Amen. I'm still feasting on the manna that fell last Sunday.
Yes.
Amen. I'm sure everybody can say what a glorious day we had last Sunday.
Yes.
For sure, we know that the angel went through our neighborhood.
Amen.
And when things like that come through, don't just look at it as, oh, this is just one service that just passed by. This is just a normal service. Brother Bram said what happened, it began to become common.
That's right.
And that's what the devil wants you. God poured down his just that like with a fire hose. Want to hose that fire down. Don't let it do that.
Amen.
Even if he wants to empty the Pacific Ocean, that's the deepest ocean I understand, to quench that fire, never let him do that.
Amen.
Feast on that manner. Let it be, because you know when God comes down, that's his glory.
Amen.
Don't just let it come down and then we go back home and say, okay, what's next? What's next, Brother Mike? What's next, Brother Tim? There's not always a next. God come down, you feast on that manner, you keep giving praise, you come to service. The same with the service we are almost couldn't handle. Wednesday you come, it's like almost we may not even start the service. You don't need to hear from me. But you need his presence. You need Shekinah glory going through here.
Amen.
Baptizing people, refilling people, saving the lost. That's what we need. Amen?
Amen.
So don't let it be common. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So I just want to, I just wish I wish last time that the service didn't never end.
Amen.
You know, when you come in the presence of God, you just want to leave.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen?
You just want to leave. You just want to be there.
Yes.
And you feel that it's like if at any time you can transcend to that dimension. And Brother Bram said when he talked about the rapture and all that, don't think like, you know, like what you guys have seen in portrayal, like people flying. Brother Bram says it's in the twinkle of an eye.
Right.
You just go from one dimension, you're in the other dimension.
Amen.
You know that we can go through walls, things like that. You are in another dimension. So one of these days, we'll be having services like that, and again, we get into eternity.
Amen.
We're blending into eternity.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So we are close. We are getting close. We all know that. It will happen one of these days. But so tonight, like I said, I'm venturing into something, and I really need your earnest prayer, even for the rest, that I know I have one more services, but later on, whenever I'm asked to preach again, I know I have more to talk about. All right?
Amen.
So, Brother Branham said the song that my daughter sang here, thank you, Christelle, for singing that, "O Love of God," the first verse, they found it pinned at the wall of an insane institution. That's somebody trying to figure out the love of God. How God can take a sinner from the lowest, how God come down from his glory down to a lowest to pick you up and make you something. You try figuring that out, you wind up in an insane institution. You just accept the love of God. You just accept it. There's nothing you can do about it. You just accept it. And when you accept, what do? You become grateful.
Yes.
And when you're grateful, what do? You don't just sit. You praise him.
Amen.
When you're in service, something strike your heart. Don't just sit there. Give him glory. The angel, day and night, that say, holy, 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 holy is the Lord God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But when you see sometime, it strike you, just sit there, it pass over you, the devil's robbing you of your blessings. Don't let that happen, okay?
Amen.
All right. So, no man can ever explain that love of God. And he can never be told. Problem says he can never be told what he did for us. Amen?
Amen?
So this thought that the Lord put on my heart, I know, like I said, I won't be able to preach it in one service. And I just wanted to, by the grace of God and his mercy, I just wanted to talk to you. And tonight, I want to set the foundation for what I have, the rest. Ever since God showed me this last week, I haven't been the same. At home, at work, even myself, when I look at myself, I haven't been the same. Amen?
Amen.
But before I go any farther, I just want to give you a little background. Not yet. A little background. So you see, we all, Jesus prayed, and when he asked the Father, he said, I'm not praying that you take this from, you don't take them, but they live here, but you give them the power
Amen.
To overcome the enemy.
Amen.
And there is, it becomes a fight of the Christian that Jesus already prayed for you. So you have to reach into that prayer and grab it every day of your life
Amen.
And work it and overcome.
Yes.
We all face. There's nobody who tell me you can't face it, you won't face challenges of the devil. Our Lord faced it. So we are all going to face it. But he already prayed. And then his last word is, it was finished. It was finished. He already prayed for you, but you have to reach it. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, we go through work. And, you know, a few years ago, you know, I would like to study something new. And I was studying something about the brain from the brain research lab. All right? I'm not diverting. You may wonder, but why is it going? I'm not diverting. I want to also help the young people here a lot because I was preparing this message. God put a heavy burden on my heart for the young people.
Amen.
All right? But I don't want to say this place for the young people, but it has a heavy burden for the young people. And the Lord all of a sudden brought that in my mind to my message. Now, you know, many times they say the footstep of the righteous are ordained of the Lord.
Right.
I read about a brain research. Sometime God knows that one day he's going to use it. Now, I learned about the brain research in the brain research lab. They say the reason why you need sleep is that when you go to bed at night, human beings, we barely use 10% or 15% of our brain. But when you go to bed at night, your brain analyzes all what you did. Like how many work steps you take, how many words you said, what did you say more, what action did you do more. And then the brain begins to classify them by files. You remember when you learn a language, you don't speak it anymore? You say, I forgot it? You didn't forget it. The brain just assumed that this here is no more important. And since the brain wants to use the neurons, like the different places, it just put this in a back file. You don't need them anymore. Now, if you learn a language, go back to the country where they speak that, all of a sudden you see they begin to pop up. Because the brain says, oh, I heard this. I heard it again. And when you go to sleep, say, wait a minute, I heard this 80%. What? So maybe that's become a priority and important here. Let's move maybe to the front files. Like, I left the country more than 35 years where I was born, and I spoke the language I was fluent, gone in Accra, and I began to forget it. But one day when I began to go there, the people said something, and one sentence began to come. All of a sudden, the whole sentences began to come. And yet, I thought I forgot completely. I began to speak, and one of the first came that came to me, I remember when my mom is very mad at me, she tell me, if you do this again, I'll spank you. So that's survival mode of the brain. The brain has saved that somewhere. And my daughter one time was asking me, Daddy, can you tell me something in this language? The first thing that came, oh, if you do this again, but I'm not for her. But it came. You see, because the brain, as human beings, we all want to be in survival mode. Because he's watching for that, okay? It's just like you heard this already. So when you see it coming, the brain warn you. If you do that, you get spanked. So you hide it, like when you hide it quickly, right? The brain is telling, right? Okay. So quickly, the brain, we classify all that. All right? And then when you go to bed, it begins, it put it. So that means if all what you did was watching a movie, the brain sees that maybe the priority for you is watch movie. So you see, as you walk through the day, movie scenes. You see people watch movie and they go into town and begin to shoot, kill. It's not, sometimes it's not that because that's what they want to do. But their brain is in mode that that's what all they see. They see so much violence. So sometimes they feel that they are in that and they want to do it. Do you remember what Abraham told us? Where's the greatest battle ever fought? There. Yeah. Amen. Amen? You see, when a prophet, we are so privileged, love that God sent a prophet and warned us way before.
Amen.
Told us about music and all those things. So, and one of the crucial times is when you're about to go to bed. Amen?
Amen?
So when you're about to go to bed, it's like you're about to close the day and tell the brain, okay, I'm going to bed. So the things that you do will be on your brain. And so young people, I know many times you'll be on those video games. So what you're doing, your brain taking a lot of pictures. It's just pictures, 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 pictures. Sometimes you don't think when you were a child. It will come to you as you see, it just happened yesterday. It's a picture that your brain took then. If it's something that marked you, that's why people who go through like horrible things, at times you see them, because their brain took a picture. And it's not something that you can delete like that.
That's right.
It will come. So imagine also if you're reading your Bible all the time. I'm want to be in the physical world to transcend that so you can see what I'm talking about. Imagine, what did Jesus say? Jesus said men to pray all the time.
Amen.
All right? I'm getting ahead of myself. But I'll read there later and tell what, and I will go through the difference, what a prayer is. So, some time ago, I decided, you know what, before I go to bed, I have to, you know, when you go through the day, you see maintain at work, you have to work. You have to rub shoulder with people in the world. Jesus already said that God didn't tell you to take you out of here. So you go through that. All those are pictures your brain took. All right? Like Brother Brown saying, naked women walking across from you, the devil inspired them to come in front of you, all these things, somebody cutting you off. So when you come down, you don't want your brain to see that those are the most important information. All right? Get serious with God for some time.
Amen.
So, I pray, and I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody. I'm just sharing with you, you know, what God puts on my heart. So, I begin to say, I want everyone to do something, either play some songs about the love of God, something that my brain will say, oh, he's doing this, and keep doing it, and my brain say, maybe that will override that, maybe, you know what, he did more of this, so maybe that was the most important for him. Amen. So I'll begin to read the Bible, do something. And since I love Hebrew, I bought Hebrew books to study Hebrew words. And lately I begin to do something, and my buddy David told me that that's a sign of seniority. I begin to love crossword. But Bible, not any other crossword, but a Bible crossword. And they say crossword make your brain think a lot. So I got Bible crossword. So my brain is always thinking, trying to do something about the Bible. All right? Then what happened is that most of the picture that you see is like the brain said, maybe those are not really the important ones. It put them way far somewhere. And when you get up in the morning, you will see that what you went to bed with is like that energy that wakes you up. If you watch movie all the night, you go to bed, you say when you wake up like your mind is on movie mode. It's not that you did that, but your brain said that's what's more important for you. And when you also go on a Bible, talking to God, when you wake up, hit that same point, you see you're hallelujah, glory to God. When I wake up in the morning, I have to wake up early. My wife is sleeping, and I'll tell myself I have to tiptoe. I don't wake her up. But I'll be in the bathroom before I know I'm singing, Amazing Grace. I said, oh, what do you mean? You don't know where it comes from because your brain has realized that that's what you like. Sometimes I'll be screaming, wake up without even knowing when I did that. Also, I'll be singing a loud Hebrew song because I might have studied some Hebrew words. So on last Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? I'm taking this time here, like I said, for the young people. Because the devil has robbed our young people, and they'll play those video games for hours and hours and hours at night, and they go to bed. Now, when they come to church, when a preacher is preaching, their brain is saying, no, this is made on 1%. That's not really important. And you just sit there. Before you know, he's sleeping. It's not that that young person decides to sleep. You got to understand, Brother Bram told us the greatest battle ever fought, where did it happen? Here. But the devil has devices that he does not want you to know. He looks so innocent. Oh, it's just a video game. There's nothing about it. In the 90s, there was something that went among the Christians. They said the devil, Satan, gathered his demons. And he said, listen, we know that we cannot convince the Christian that God doesn't exist. That doesn't work. But what can we do? Is that, you know what? God like praise. God wants his children to always be there to glorify him. One thing we can do, you know what? They don't need to go drink. They don't need to go to bar. They don't need to go in there. Let them not worship God. They just sit there, play videos. Listen to news. Spend all the time listening to news. Do something. I don't know who read it, but it went in the 90s. That's what the devil was trying, the agenda the devil was trying to have. All right? And then, lately, another one came where Satan was so mad. He said, wait a minute, I'm seeing that people are beginning to go back to church. What's going on here? They say, okay, don't worry. They can go to church. But they sit down and just listen, and that still don't help them. That's not what God wants. God wants them to be living souls. But if they sit in church and dead souls, just let them be in church. They're okay. And then what? Then they want to see, what do you do? One say, I know. I will bring you those video games. Better and better. Now, if you notice young people who are here, you say when you're playing your video game, you go to one stage. Then they'll tell you, you have to play harder to get to the second stage. You see how much captured the brain? It starts slowly. Then you play harder, you get to the next stage. That means really going into your brain, really captivating. Before you know it, you sit here, if I tell you, Jesus loves you, the brain says, what is that? That's new. That's right. If I say, God died for you, what's that? It doesn't mean anything to you. And it's not that you decided to do that yourself, but you are being taken over by power, by spirit. All right? I didn't mean to take all this time, but I just felt that it was needed.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? So, I decided on Tuesday when I was going to bed, I did about an hour of crossword, puzzle, trying to find the Bible, and I realized, man, I don't know the Bible as I thought I did. And then, before going to bed, I was kneeling down, I took a book to read. Can you put on the PowerPoint now? We can dim the... So I took a book to read, and the word that I came on, I'm not there yet, it got my heart beginning to cry. I said, what? That changed me. We get there. I said, what? Is that the way God wants me? And it's the Bible, all right? But in our English or French or anybody, you don't pick it up. All right. And from that point on, my heart began to bubble. I tested Brother Mike. I said, Brother Mike, I got this thing here. You got to pray for me. I don't know how I can preach it. My heart is just too much. I can't contain it. Brother Mike said, I'm praying for you. So quickly, I don't mean tonight to teach you Hebrew. All right? That's not my intention. But I just want to give you enough information so you can follow me the rest when I'm saying something. I just want to be saying something. Many times a minister will say something. You don't know where it comes from, where it landed, okay? But thank God, God gave us a prophet. All this that I'm telling you about, God allowed the prophet to preach it in simplicity.
Amen.
Amen. So this is the Hebrew alphabet, quickly. You have to read it. Those who are in Sunday school, you're done, or you've already seen this. You read it from right to left. Okay? And the first one is called Aleph, and the second is called Bet. That gives you, and that's where we get the word Aleph Bet, alphabet from. What we call alphabet came from Hebrew, from these two, Aleph Bet. This here represents God, the oneness of God. It doesn't have any sound. And if we go through that, we spend a whole night here. That represents God's power. And the symbol that they use to present that was a symbol of power. Almighty God. The second word here, Bet, B. So the two together give the Alpha, Aleph, Bet, alphabet. Now, if I put these two words together, it gives a word called Av, Father. So when God begins, he says, it's me. You put these two together, I'm your father. It's just when you begin, you get to the Hebrew, I thought you can come out. And if I begin to start about that, I won't even preach my message. All right? So, this is the Hebrew alphabet. This and this, they're the same. Bet, vet, it just changed. Okay? Now, the word I want to, so I want you to pay attention to this word, the second. This second word, bet, this is called bet. Okay? And this is the word that starts the Bible. You ask any Hebrew, what's the first letter that starts the Bible? They tell you, Bereshit. And that's the word used to blessing, Baruch Haba. Blessed are you, O God. That's that word. All right? So like in English, if I tell you a chair is a chair, there's nothing that can behind it. But in Hebrew, any word that comes, somewhere came from God. You can trace it back. Let's go to, so, all right, I want you to pay attention to this bed, and I want you to pay attention to this here called Lamed. Okay, Lamed, give you the L sound. All right, now let's go quick to the next slide. So now you remember this scripture.
Yes.
Brother Abraham said, he is the principal theme of the entire Bible. Yes. If you can read the Bible and don't see Christ in every verse of it, go back and read it again.
Right. Amen?
Amen? If you can see Christ in every verse of the Bible, then you read it again because you missed something. The Bible is Christ. He's the word. When you read, in the beginning God created, there is Christ. See, every form of that, amen, revelation is everything. Now, you see, you read about walls. See, where is God here? When I, 35 years ago, when I came to Christ, sister and I said, but what about this place here? I said, this one killed that one. This one committed fornication. Where's Christ here? But you know what? I'm like, you know what? He's a prophet. He's right. I believe it. That settles for me.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
When I came to Christ, one thing God did for me, I'm happy, is that he shut down my analytical brain as an engineer when I come to God. I don't reason it. I accept it. And for me, that is it. 35 years later, God began to show me what this meant. Every letter, let's move on, every letter of the Hebrew alphabet is about God. And if we go, if we can take the entire year just preaching the Hebrew alphabet, everyone is about God. Every single of them. And so when you begin, the first first verse, in the beginning God created Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aret. When you read that, that first verse is enough for to preach a message for years. And the mystery in that even mathematicians today, taking a Hebrew, they're running codes and codes and codes. They found that there's no way any human brain can put that one sentence of seven letters together. Is impossible. Why? Not because in English you can find it, but in Hebrew, the numerologies. You know, Brother Abraham talked to about numerology. He said, if you call your son this way, change it. People say, not into that. Today, people say, oh, that's a false prophet. But brethren, God sent a prophet to preach to us in simplicity to reveal his heart.
Amen.
But you see, it's hidden to people with mind who want to figure out. But people who are just accepted by faith, one day God opened their heart. See, this is what my prophet said.
Amen.
This is what my prophet said. That's why you see so many people after 40 years, They say, ah, not into it. They left. Amen. Let's go to the next verse. Okay, in Hebrew, you might think I'm going to talk about the heart. And that's the word I was studying that night. In Hebrew, that's the way you write the word. That's heart. It's called levav. Le, you remember? Levav. There's no vowels in Hebrew. It's all it's a consonant language. The vowels are vocalized. It's called levav. Okay? So you remember I told you the lamed? And I told you the bet. Remember the lamed, remember the position, okay? In Hebrew, everything means something. All right, let's go to the next slide quickly. Okay, so this is the Hebrew alphabet. Look on the top. The lamed, it reaches above all of them. And also there are 22 letters in the alphabet, but even though lamed is on the 12th position, the Hebrew still consider the lamed to be the center of the Hebrew alphabet, the heart of the alphabet. So God took a letter at the heart of the alphabet to begin to talk about the heart. All right? Now, lamed is unique. It is the tallest of the letters, and it stands at the center of the alphabet, or heart of the Hebrew alphabet. It has been compared to a watchtower. Where's your watchtower? In your heart. Amen? Or a lighthouse. Where's the lighthouse? Where does Christ dwell? Amen? And it represents a shepherd's staff. Who is our shepherd? Amen? It represents a shepherd's staff, authority. All right? The second one, bet. So, when God began to come down, isn't that what Brother Bram told us in adoption? God wants a family. So the first letter Aleph, I told you, was God. When it began to come down, Beth. Beth represents a house. Even look the shape of it, that's the way it represents a house, a home, a family, a heart. Amen? Yeah. You remember how the saying goes? Where home is, where the heart is, that's where it comes from. Beth. All right? So levav. Levav, the Hebrew says that, represent God's heart. So you see this, the shepherd and his heart joining to human's heart. The shepherd, his heart, and when he came down, he joined to human's heart. When I heard that, when I saw that, I'm like, what? But you know, each time I got that, I would get a little bit excited. My wife can tell, I can run through the home a little bit. I'm a little bit excited. But then I said, okay, let me see what Brother Bram said about that. Before I got too excited, I said, let me see what Brother Bram said about that.